station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The storm yesterday caused a lot of wind-related damage and reportedly spawned an EF0 tornado in the Silver Spring neighborhood of Northwood Park. Montgomery County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says several homes sustained damage.
Two homes have been posted. They're basically condemned. They have significant damage. They can't be lived in. There's a number of other homes have some superficial damage. I believe those families are going to be okay.
No serious injuries were reported, although two people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Fairfax County police say it was not a hate crime, but something else that led to a 17-year-old girl's murder on Sunday.
There is nothing at this point to indicate that this tragic case was a hate crime.
Instead, says Fairfax Police spokeswoman Julie Parker, it looks to have been sparked by road rage that started when Darwin Martinez Torres was arguing with Nabra Hassanin and her friends along Drainsville Road. They were out walking to get food after a sleepover to a nearby mosque. Her friends scattered, but he caught up with her.
He hit Nabra with a baseball bat. Torres then took Nabra with him in his car.
Drove her to Loudoun County. Her body was found in a lake in Sterling. Martinez Torres was arrested later that morning, and ICE has now placed a detainer on him. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says UVA student Otto Warmbier's death was because of, quote, Kim Jong-un's repressive, murderous regime. And Cardin says North Korea must be held accountable. Warmbier's death yesterday, just days after he was returned to the U.S. in a coma by North Korea, could now push Congress or the administration to restrict or ban Americans from traveling to North Korea. Voters in suburban Atlanta are going to the polls today in a very closely watched and very expensive special congressional election.
It's a political battle between former Georgia Secretary of State Karen Handel.
I feel great. Very, very encouraged by things.
And political newcomer John Ossoff.
It is the home stretch, y'all. You can feel it.
Handel and Ossoff are fighting for Georgia's 6th congressional district, the seat held by former Congressman Tom Price, now President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. Political analysts say this election could have implications for next year's national midterms and be viewed as a referendum on the Trump White House thus far. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
On the National Mall, the iconic reflecting pool is scheduled to reopen today.
Earlier this month, the National Park Service announced it would be draining the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool after dozens of ducklings were found dead due to a parasite in the water. National Park spokesman Michael Litteris says crews have been working hard to make it safe again.
We completed the cleaning of the reflecting pool, also did some minor maintenance.
Litteris says the task of refilling it with millions of gallons of water is set to be completed later today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two more people, including the brother of a suspect already in custody, have been charged in the stabbing death of a man who was attacked outside a Silver Spring motel last month. Montgomery County Police say 22-year-old Antonio Ortiz and 23-year-old James Jackson are both charged with first-degree murder in the death of 24-year-old Suleiman Jallo. A fire that officials say was accidental badly damaged the D.C. home of marijuana activist Adam Eidinger. D.C. fire officials say it appears to have been an electrical fire that burned Eidinger's rented DuPont Circle townhouse. A fire spokesman says the fire was not related in any way to Eidinger's advocacy or his activities on behalf of legalized marijuana. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,529, the Nasdaq at 62,39. Sports, the Marlins get a walk-off win over the Nats after coming back from 6 runs down. The Orioles give up tons of runs again and lose to the Indians. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush. Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see?
When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Maryland Beltway pushing through Silver Spring and trying to exit onto Connecticut Avenue. Very slow. We have a broken down car on that exit ramp. So as you head around the curve and then line up to Connecticut Avenue, be cautious. Again, crews dealing with the stalled car blocking one lane on that ramp to get onto Connecticut Avenue. Now, Connecticut Avenue out of Kensington looks fantastic. And then inside the Beltway through Chevy Chase, no problems at all. 270 with the normal stop and go as you head toward Route 80 Urbana. And 109 just slowing through those stretches. Not so normal through Brandywine. Early morning crash northbound on 301 as you come up to Shortcut Road. Still had a bit of activity on the shoulder, but it's giving us big delays pushing north through that stretch as you come up toward the split. And in Virginia, 66, you're doing great. I'm impressed. We have an incident at 66 at Route 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, tractor trailer on the shoulder and no rubbernecking through there. So good job. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine down. Dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 65 in Germantown, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Records are shattered as the Southwest U.S. melts in a scorching heat. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 6:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. 6:35 a.m. this morning, we got Peter Brooks. He's a senior fellow in national security affairs at the Douglas and Sarah Allison Center for Foreign Policy. He's going to talk about the fact that the United States shot down a Syrian plane the other day and Russia shut off its phones. We got to figure out what the hell's going on. 8:05, we got Scott Greer. He's deputy editor of the Daily Caller to talk about Otto Warmbier's death. What a tragedy there. And 8:35, we got Larry Kudlow, the CNBC senior contributor and the host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays. My name's Vince Colonnaise. I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince. Does this sound familiar to you?
No. Can't say it does. Dropped out of school, so I'm not sure what that sound is.
Well, for those of you who managed to make it through school, and listen, kindergartners hear that song now because apparently we now have graduation for kindergarten because you managed to color.
Oh, well, that's just adorable. That's of course you have to play that song.
No, it's ridiculous. Anyway, valedictorians. There's a really, really interesting story in U.S. news that American high schools have this trend now of lowering the standards for things like valedictorian, graduating summa cum laude,
salutatorian.
Notice I wasn't one. there is a school outside in Tennessee that had 48 valedictorians this year. 48 valedictorians. It's crazy. About half of schools in this country no longer report class rank, because administrators are worried about college prospects of students who are separated by large differences in class ranks, despite having small differences in their GPAs.
So if you have a school of, say, 6,000 students, and you're the 2,000th ranked, senior, that number won't show up anymore because the school is concealing that. They don't want people to know where you fall.
Right, they just don't rank anymore. You just have your GPA. All right. And they're saying, you know, the way they're spinning this is that the guy who's the National Association of Secondary School Principals spokesman says, well, what this is about, you know, this is an era now of high expectations for every student. So we don't need to do that because we expect all of our students to excel, as opposed to back in the day when everybody was a bunch of slackers and there were no expectations. Now we have high expectations for all students. And they also say that the intense, potentially unhealthy competition drives students to worry about their rank, and it drives their course selection. So maybe they're not taking courses and things that they're really interested in. They're taking courses and things to drive their GPA. So, and there's other schools that are going the opposite direction. I'll tell you about them. But 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Are schools too competitive? Are high schools too competitive? I know junior year, kids are driven to distraction because they are padding that resume for college. I watch my nieces go through it. They, junior year, were run ragged. They were working. They were racking up the awards. They had a full course load. They're searching for college. It was, their junior year was insane. Is it too much? Or to the rankings and being named valedictorian and having those special academic honors, does it drive competition when competition's healthy?
You know, I remember there was a study, I think there was a book that came out earlier this year, and they were, and this issue of the valedictorian was attacked a little bit because the theory was, like, going back, there was somebody did a regressive analysis of, like, people who were valedictorians and whether or not they succeeded in life. And by and large, they would, yes, succeed. But most of the valedictorians would never be the industry-changing billionaires, right? It was always like guys who were sort of, like, good at one class but not all the other classes, like people who only got good grades in just math or just science or whatever, and kind of like didn't allow themselves to become distracted by all the other classes, or were kind of creative types who weren't great at actually like hewing to conforming to the standards the school had set in order for you to get valedictorian, which is very regimented. You've got to hit everything perfectly. You've got to get straight A's. You've got all these balls to juggle. Whereas the guys who succeeded, who became like industry changing, shaping people, are like, you know, the dropouts, the guys who like became obsessed with their craft and did it on their own and were like, you know, whatever, school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like the Bill Gates types, the guys who are dropping out of college and starting industries. So I do think it's kind of a range. It looks like, based on this coverage, that some of these schools are thinking about moving to summa cum laude, magnum cum laude, and cum laude. So that way they don't have to have that distinction anymore of valedictorian and salutatorian. It's like, hey, these are the high-performing students, the summa cum laude kids, which is what they do in colleges. You don't have a valedictorian of your college graduating class. You graduated summa cum laude.
I think the difference is the kids who think within the box versus the kids who think out of the box. The kids who think in the box are those who operate very well in that structure of high school, and that's your valedictorian. Our valedictorian, from what I understand, haven't heard from, no one knows where she went after high school. She was crazy smart.
She went on a crime spree.
No, from what I understand, she's actually some high-powered lawyer in Washington, D.C. So, Mary Evers, if you're listening, would love to get in touch with you again. I always liked her. I thought she was very nice. She wasn't the most social person in the world. Super crazy smart. I always liked her. So, yeah. Mary Evers, if you're listening, good for you, girl. Congratulations. And I heard she's kicking butt and taking names. So, that's all I know.
Way to go, Mary.
But
other Mary.
Here's the other way. So, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you find the competition in high schools overwhelming? Is it far worse than when you were in school? And is it being driven by this college, and worrying about where their rank is and whether they're, you know, number one in the class versus number 20 in the class? I don't even remember what my ranking was. I don't even remember. Clearly, I knew I wasn't in the running because Mary had it sewn up in like seventh grade. But there's a school now outside of New York, West Albany High School. They had 20 valedictorians in their 2012 commencement ceremony, and they said, well, while we applaud the number of high-achieving students, maybe it's time to tighten the regulations. They went the other way.
Or maybe
they tightened the regulations, and they had 4 valedictorians at their 2017 graduation.
Or maybe
that's the way to go.
Maybe it's time to stop all the grade inflation. Maybe it's time to, like, you know, make classes tough enough that everyone can't ace it. So you've got 20 valedictorians. I don't know. Maybe these students are smart enough that it's time to, like, increase the difficulty of the classes.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't know. It does seem kind of like you're withholding the ability to teach these students things that they're capable of learning if all of them are able to get perfect A's.
And I think also this, I think part of this is parents telling their kids, look, if you're not in the top 10 in your class, the world is still going to spin.
Yeah.
You know, who remembers? They don't understand. And again, I look at my nieces and they were crazed with all of this. But I know my brother tried to really tamper it for them and put it in perspective. But 5 years from now, no one cares. Even when you get into college, nobody cares what your rank was in high school.
No.
Pretty much no one cares.
But the worry that you have is that this is that society that that basically discourages having a victor and tries to make it that everybody's equal. Let's not call somebody a valedictorian. Let's just recognize everybody's individual achievement. Much more on that in a moment. 888-630-9625. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Holy moly. All right, let's get you through Brandywine. The struggle this morning started right near 5 o'clock. Had the crash northbound on 301 at Shortcut Road. Now, it's been cleared out of the travel lanes for some time, but put the heavy pressure on early, so expect these delays. They are still lingering northbound 301. Again, as you head past Brandywine Crossing and up to the split for 5301. On the Beltway, we go on the outer loop heading toward Connecticut Avenue. So if you're leaving Silver Spring and trying to exit onto Connecticut Avenue, that's where we had the stalled car on the ramp. Also, reports of a stalled bus on inbound New York Avenue before you get to the light at Bladensburg Road. So keep alert. DDOT crews are searching for that right now. They're en route. On 95 Virginia in Aquia, heavy. Dale City to Woodbridge. We're hitting the brakes pretty hard there with the delay, stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we're sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight there'll be a few clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow we're going to have intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high near 90. Right now in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
I would like to take you to South Florida, Vince.
Would you?
Yes, absolutely.
That's awfully nice of you, Mary. We should go.
Trip. Yes.
All right. Well, it's been a good show. Thanks, everybody.
In Southern Florida, there's an Uber driver, and she was given a ticket for violating a county ordinance there because she can't speak English. She's an Uber driver. And she got a $250 ticket from a Miami-Dade police officer outside Miami International Airport because she can't speak English. She told, of course, Telemundo in Spanish, I felt discriminated against. I asked the passenger sitting in the car, can you please help translate what she is saying? I guess somebody else. And then she asked, why can't I speak English if I'm an Uber driver? So she got hit with a $250 fine because in Miami-Dade County, you have to be able to speak English if you're going to be in the business of transporting people from point A to point B.
Uh-huh.
So, well, that's for now. There has since been a state requirement that gets Governor Rick Scott signed into law, House Bill 221. It overrides local laws like the English requirement across the state, and it spells out insurance and background checks for ride-sharing companies. So being able to speak English will no longer be a requirement once this law goes into effect.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. Listen, the reason I think you should be able to speak English if you're going to deal with the public.
Yes,
I see tons of ads, and I've seen them for years, for decades, that you have to be bilingual if you want this job. You also have to be able to speak Spanish. So if having to speak Spanish is a requirement for some jobs, why isn't speaking English also legal to be a requirement for some jobs? I think the person taking me from point A to point B should be able to speak English. I don't know. I'm just a big fan of it. I just think they should be. What if I have to ask them a question about something? What do I go over here? If I don't know if I'm going to an area where I don't know, they can't help me at all. I just think they should be able to speak English.
Whereas I am of the opinion that I do not want to talk to you while you're driving me. Just get me there. I punched it in anyway. I picked up my phone. I picked out the address. I know exactly where I'm going. As long as you can sort of pronounce my name to confirm that I'm in the right car, let's get there, baby. This is great. Language barrier, even better. We don't have to have a conversation. We don't even have to have a forced conversation. We can just drive there. Who cares? I'm totally happy with this. I mean, Uber, by definition, I mean, it's just simply you take care of all of that. You tell the driver everything when you punch it in. And all they have to know is your name when they pull up. Vince? Yes. Vince? Yes. Vince? Yes. That's me. Let's go.
I 888-630-9625 if you want to chime in here. I will tell you, I don't get my nails done often, but when I do, I like to be able to speak to the person who is doing my nails. If I have questions about whatever it happens to, I'm uncomfortable when it's like Elaine in that Seinfeld episode. I'm uncomfortable when they're all speaking to each other in another language and they can barely communicate with me. It bothers me. It does. I want to know what you're saying. It bothers me.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about you, Mary.
Well, I don't care if they're talking about what to order for lunch. It bothers me when I can't understand what you're saying. My grandparents came here from Germany. In the shop, they only spoke English because they were in America. They totally only spoke English in the shop. There was a rule in the family that we only spoke English in public. In the home, we'd speak German, but outside, you spoke English. That's just the way. If you're in a business, I just think if you're in a business in this country, you should be able to
definitely
speak.
Definitely. As an ideal matter, I prefer everybody assimilate, everybody learn English, for sure. But on this Uber question, as a pragmatic thing, it doesn't matter to me. As long as I can enter the data and you can, you know, say my name, we're going to get there. Now, if we don't get there, then I'm going to have a real beef, and that may change my calculus here, which is to say, that was a miserable experience. I couldn't communicate with the guy. And by the way, you have a market way to respond to that. 1 star. Why? And you can leave a comment. Just be like, I couldn't even communicate with the guy. Hire somebody who speaks English.
And I know in New York, for instance, the cabbies have to pass a test. They have to know where certain things are. They have to be able to speak English because you have drivers from all over the world.
Yeah, they have to be able to dress a gunshot wound.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all very, very pressure-filled job.
I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing.
622 now on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them. So, Dirk, tell me, why did you decide to make that phone call to EMP 180?
Well, I actually heard your broadcast advertising EMP 180. The second time was like, I've got to ask my wife if she'd be willing to actually do this program with me. We're going to the Grand Canyon, and clearly I wanted to be in shape. I had 25, 26 pounds to lose.
It's amazing what a difference 20 pounds on your joints makes, right?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, you've been there, right? You've seen the blue bags with the 20-pound weights in there, and you carry that around in the store. It's like, oh, my gosh.
And that was all on your, it was on your stomach, and your lower back was feeling all that
completely
weight in your joints. Yeah.
So the knees, the back, just overall health feeling improved significantly, both me and my wife.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
One of the keys to a long, healthy life is not getting sick to begin with. That means catching the warning signs before it's too late. Take breast cancer. If detected in stages 0 or 1, the estimated survival rate is nearly 100%. That's the power of preventive medicine and why Kaiser Permanente is number one in breast cancer screenings. With better prevention comes better detection, which means better outcomes. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Hey, it's 625 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carp Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. 66 commuters as you push through Manassas, volume against Centerville. And the earlier incident near Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, it had all been to the shoulder, but it was a big tractor trailer that was distracting us. It's now moved along, so nothing left to check out there. One vehicle police car getting ready to pull away. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Elsewhere, top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 and around toward Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. Lanes open on that exit ramp now to Connecticut Avenue. Stalled car towed away. Still dealing with big delays through Brandywine. Northbound on 301 as you come up to Shortcut Road. Now the lanes 301 open. It's making that turn onto Shortcut Road where we still have the accident activity slowing that stretch. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, you can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking real good on this Tuesday. Better than yesterday evening. Should have a beautiful commute home today. Not a bad one this morning. A few clouds around. Sunshine otherwise dominant today. Bear 8s this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
So should it be a requirement to be able to speak English if you're going to deal with the public? If you have a job that requires you to deal with the public, should
you be able to speak?
I just think it in general. Listen, I think if we all can't speak the same language, we're in trouble. I think it's a big, big problem. 888-630-9625. Let's see. Jeff, oh boy, where do we go? Yeah, Jeff from Herndon. Jeff, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do we need one language?
Yeah, we need one. We need one central national language. We also need a strong program to encourage learning other languages. I speak Spanish as a second language, and it only makes me better. We have a much closer planet here where, you know, so that helps Americans. Americans, I think, don't speak other languages because it's just not easy compared to Europe where you travel 100 miles and you can go practice another language. Americans don't get that opportunity. But you're asking for trouble if you sign into law, it's making it completely legal. And in Miami is a wonderful, it's an interesting place. You have people looking down their nose at you at times because you don't speak Spanish, huh?
Yeah, it's bilingual.
Yeah, well, it's bilingual, but again, my nieces started learning Spanish in like second grade. They weren't given a choice. They were taught Spanish. That's
yeah.
It.
Well, there's a vote for English as a national language. 628 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on a full charge? That means you can go from D.C. to Baltimore and back twice on a single charge. And most people won't have to worry about recharging every day for most average commuting. Chevy cracked the code on electric vehicles with 238 miles of range for an affordable price. And people are really taking notice. The all-electric Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Russia now warning that American fighter jets are a potential target of theirs in Syria. Holy cow, how quickly is this thing escalating? We'll discuss with Peter Brooks when we return on Mornings on the Mall at 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities are looking to confirm that it was an EF0 tornado that touched down late yesterday in a Silver Spring neighborhood during the strong thunderstorms that swept through the area. Two homes in the Northwood Park area of Silver Spring were left uninhabitable as they were badly damaged by falling trees. There were no serious injuries, however. The family of UVA student Otto Warmbier says the 22-year-old has completed his journey home. Warmbier died yesterday, just days after being released from North Korea in a coma.
At least we got him home to be with his parents.
The president offering his deepest condolences in a statement and condemning the brutality of the North Korean regime. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stating that the U.S. holds North Korea accountable for Warmbier's unjust imprisonment. Republican Senators John McCain and Marco Rubio taking a tougher tone, with McCain stating plainly that Warmbier was murdered.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A special congressional election in Georgia has everyone watching today.
The most expensive race of its kind so far. $50 million spent by both of these candidates. Any indication of how important it is? The president was tweeting about it yesterday. He tweeted about it again this morning. Here's what you have here in the 6th Congressional District. This has been a district that has been reliably Republican for decades.
Correspondent Jason Carroll checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,529. The NASDAQ at 62,39. Sports, the Nationals had a 6-run lead, but the Marlins come back for the win. The O's get crushed by the Indians. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access. Access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. If you're coming out of the Frederick area, hitting those delays solid here to get toward Route 80 Urbana. That's where crews were dealing with the accident beyond stop and go toward the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Lanes are open. Maryland Beltway outer loop with the slowdowns before 95 to Georgia Avenue. Earlier, we had the problem on the exit ramp to Connecticut Avenue. Car towed away. Oh, it looks like, you know, I'm looking at these solid delays, but an accident is reported in the backups between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard right near Northwest Branch. So heads up, fire and rescue units on the way. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing up near St. Barnabas Road from Maryland into Virginia. The Virginia stretch of the Beltway leaving Springfield to the Wilson Bridge wide open. We're still good, quiet through Tyson's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking forecast right on through midweek. Temperatures will be down just a hair today. So will the humidity. The cloud around this morning, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy today. Good looking day, 88. Some clouds, warm tonight, 70. A mix of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures will be into the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Arlington, 68 in Beltsville, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:05, we'll speak with Scott Greer. He's the deputy editor of the Daily Caller, and he will give us the details on Otto Warmbier's death. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow, host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL on Saturdays, also CNBC contributor, will be joining us. I'm Mary Walter, here with Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. We're joined now by Peter Brooks of the Heritage Foundation. I'm glad, Peter, to have you here because, you know, we're talking about this issue of Syria, a U.S. jet shooting down a Syrian jet the other day, Russia following up by shutting off its deconfliction line, its phone line in which it's connected to the United States. And now the Russia saying, warning that U.S. fighter jets might actually be a potential target of theirs. They'll begin tracking them and identifying where they are, although they've come short of saying that they would actually shoot them down. How do you assess the current state of affairs in Syria and what's changed over the past few days?
Well, obviously, the Russians are concerned about their Syrian allies and what the United States did to protect its aligned forces in Syria. And I think that the Russians, I wouldn't say this is bluster, but it's certainly a warning. It's trying to deter the United States from getting further involved in Syrian forces operations. Because remember, we're basically focused on ISIS, on the Islamic State and the assault on Raqqa. But Russia has bigger issues here. Obviously, the support of the regime of Bashar al-Assad and what happens after ISIS collapses.
Do you think that this will cool down now? I mean, for Russia to say that they're tracking our jets, the United States has not responded nicely to that. We have Joe Dunford saying, you know, talking about that they're still communicating with the Russians, but that, you know, they're not. The United States is serious about the fact that, you know, if Russia starts shooting jets out, we will fight back.
Oh, absolutely. We have to protect our forces, whether they're on the ground or in the air. Nobody wants to see this situation escalate, especially when we're focusing on the assault on Raqqa. But the Russians, you know, you have to be, their wording was very careful. They talked about following or tracking, you know, air targets. I mean, they're already doing that in many ways. And they have the capability to track our aircraft over Raqqa with the surface-to-air missile and radar complexes they have in Syria already. I think they're just, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll come back to the communications hotline. We saw tensions heat up when we sent those cruise missiles into the Syrian air base after the chemical weapons attack by the Bashar al-Assad regime against those innocent civilians. And they ultimately, after breaking off communications, they came back. So I think that the people at the Pentagon and in Russia are certainly working hard now to reestablish those communications, but they may be in difficult times for a short period.
The United States is doing a delicate dance. We don't want to get involved in the Syrian civil war. We're just trying to keep it very focused and small. Is it possible to keep this going? Is it possible to keep this from becoming a U.S.-Russian war that's fought in Syria?
Well, I don't think either side wants that. Either Moscow or Washington wants a war, certainly between those two major powers. But there's a lot more going on. I mean, if you open the aperture beyond Raqqa and look at what's going on in Syria, there's still a major civil war going on. And a lot of these times where U.S. forces or U.S.-aligned forces are coming close to having contact with Syrian forces. I mean, we had U.S. forces attack Syrian ground forces, or I would say pro-regime forces, back in May that were getting close to U.S. forces or U.S.-aligned forces. So these groups, these pro-regime forces and anti-regime forces, anti-ISIS forces, are coming in contact with each other because people are thinking beyond Raqqa. ISIS is in dire straits now, and they're thinking about what happens after that. And both, I think all sides are looking at the Euphrates Valley, a place called Deir ez-Zor. And this is, for Iran and the regime in Damascus, very important territory. And many people really have their designs on that. I wouldn't say the United States does, unless it involves ISIS. But Iran wants a road that leads from Iran to Iraq to Syria to Hezbollah. In Lebanon, and that the Euphrates River Valley is critically important piece of territory, and I think that's why Syrian forces, pro-regime forces, are advancing. And once again, you know, Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, wants to take back his country.
So, you know, I'd like some clarity on this. You know, something that you might be able to tell me better than I know now, which is to say that the U.S. shot down a Syrian plane because Syria was attacking U.S.-based forces that were trying to capture Raqqa, not U.S.-backed forces, rather.
Yes.
Why are Syrian jets attacking U.S.-backed forces attempting to take Raqqa from ISIS, which Syria clearly wants to root out?
Well, you know, my understanding of it is, the way I see it, is that Syrian forces want to root out all opposition forces, and that these forces that the U.S. is currently backing to take Raqqa may turn on the regime after ISIS is vanquished. Now, once again, I don't think ISIS is necessarily going to be vanquished after Raqqa falls. I think they'll turn into an insurgency. There'll be all sorts of potential scenarios. But the regime sees any of these militant groups, whether U.S.-backed or you know, the Kurds or otherwise, they see them as opponents.
Right.
And when they have opportunities, they will try to diminish their capabilities. So remember, Syria wants to take back the country.
Must be lovely to live in a country where everyone's a candidate for death. Peter Brooks, thank you, sir, for joining us and giving us some clarity this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's your thing. 6:43 now on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL. Step up to higher rates. John Marshall Bank is offering 2-, 3-, and 4-year step-up CDs that not only offer a highly competitive initial rate, the rate automatically increases each anniversary to help protect your savings. It's a step up and over conventional CDs. To take advantage of this limited-time offer for new money and to learn more about our automatic rate increase step-up CD, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
I've been looking for a new dentist, so I decided, you know, I'm going to go meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I'm just like you, and I definitely get nervous when it's time to go for a checkup, but I know it's important to not keep putting those checkups off. Too many of us wait until we're in pain, and then we finally go. Sound familiar? Well, that nagging pain you have is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. Summer is actually a great time to finally take care of it. And during your first new patient visit, they'll take the time to learn more about you. They'll work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. If you prefer sedation, they'll customize that for you too. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, and in many cases, you won't even remember your visit to the dentist. Maybe you just need something to make you less anxious. Well, they can do that as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or like me, you just need a really great dentist, well, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark into that blinding sun glare. Don't forget the shades this morning, but that heavy delay really takes you toward Duke and King Street. And then beyond that, you're still great through Shirlington, no delay to cross the 14th Street Bridge. That'll be the slowest stretch. Also dealing with that on the sun glare side, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Stafford and Aquia have our normal stop and go. For 66, earlier incident eastbound at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That has been cleared. Just a brief delay there. And again, as you come up to the Beltway, 270 southbound near Route 80 Urbana, that crash, you should find that activity confined to the shoulder. And for Maryland's 95 southbound south of 32 with the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching now, drier weather settling behind a cold front that brought the rough weather yesterday. 0.53 inches of rain officially at Reagan National. Little cloud around early this morning. Otherwise, getting into sunshine, partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. 88. Some clouds tonight down near 70. A mix of cloud and sun tomorrow. 90. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
Say big this month with 50 Floors free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl. Call 877-50. Floor. Go to 50floor.com to schedule your free estimate. Promo code radio gets you $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Details on licensure at 50floor.com.
Well, let's talk about Washington, D.C. So this is really interesting. I never thought about this before, and I think this is fantastic. Actually, the district doing something that I actually agree with. So even a blind squirrel eventually finds a nut.
Okay, tell me, could this be?
They've launched a new system that will allow residents in the district to text 911 during an emergency. So you don't have to call, but it allows you to text 911. And I never thought about this before, but people who are deaf, people who are hard of hearing, or maybe have a speech disability, they say it puts them more in danger if they have to make a phone call rather than sending a text message.
Okay.
I never thought of that before. Wow, how ignorant, right? It never crossed my mind. Thank goodness people are thinking about those things, because I think it's really important. And also they said it helps, for instance, if you're in a situation, you know, hiding in your closet while there's a gunman in your house because you're not allowed to have a gun in the district. You know what I mean. And you can't make a phone call because they'll hear you.
Yeah.
You can text to 911.
The old hiding in the closet scenario. Well, that's interesting. I'm for this.
I think it's great. I love this. They say, though, that all the texts should be written in plain English. So no emojis.
In English?
Yes, in English. So no, you know, trying to figure out what your shorthand is.
Can't write OMG, bad guy.
And they remind you that it requires a device that is capable of sending text messages and has your location services enabled.
It might help if you're going to text that you have a device that can send text messages. I would agree.
So that is something. And you also should put on your location services, which makes sense as well. Lastly, this is interesting too. The Metropolitan Police are going to place warnings that look like pink parking citations on your cars, vans, and trucks to educate motorists about the potential for so-called smash and grab thefts. You know, uh-huh. Like, so people walk by your car, they see they've got valuables in it, they break the window, and in they go. And here's Mayor Bowser discussing why they're it's cut 8A, Mike. Oh, never mind. Here's Mayor Bowser. Police officers will just walk down the street. They'll peek in vehicles like a would-be criminal might do and see if we have any valuable, if there's any valuables in the car. And we'll leave a friendly reminder. It looks like a ticket, but it's not. And it will say to the resident, listen, this was the police this time. We noticed some valuables in your car. Mm-hmm. Next time it could be a thief.
Good. So they just put little markers on your car to let people know there's valuables in it. That's a very helpful service by the District of Columbia.
Helpful, but... Do we have time? Is that
not at all. You're telling thieves. 650 on WMAL.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695. Call now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Time to check in with Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning. Wall Street hopes to add to yesterday's strong gains. Stock futures are higher. Ancestry.com says it has confidentially submitted a statement on a proposed initial public offering to the SEC. The genealogy website, which helps
Trace Family History did not disclose the price range or the number of shares it would be offering for the IPO. Tesla is close to an agreement to produce its cars in China for the first time, according to Bloomberg. The move would give the electric car maker access to the world's largest auto market. Fed Vice Chairman Stan Fisher says he's worried people have forgotten the critical role housing played in the financial crisis. Speaking in Amsterdam this morning, Fisher says house prices in many countries are high and rising, perhaps as a result of extended periods of low interest rates. Fisher did not comment on the U.S. economy or monetary policy. Investors will get earnings reports from Adobe Systems and FedEx after the closing bell. As for economic data, the current account deficit will be released later today. That's an important read on trade. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Beltway commuters on the top side from 90, well, actually, it's before 95 now, just after Route 1, heading around through Silver Spring to George Avenue. Had the crash reported along the way right near the Northwest Branch. That's after New Hampshire Avenue. Also, heading in toward New Carrollton, had the accident reported outer loop heading north near 450 to the Wilson Bridge or back near Route 5 with that stop and go. Now getting northbound on 301, that was an early struggle out of Brandywine, but definitely improving that the crash is cleared northbound as you come up to Shortcut Road. Now that you get through, the volume is going to filter north of that, especially on the Route 5 Branch Avenue towards Surratt's Road. And Virginia, no problems to report, but that sun glare, 395 Beltway toward King Street, then you're wide open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After big storms yesterday, much improved today. A little cloud around early, otherwise clear, and then sunshine dominant through the afternoon up to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees now in the nation's capital, 6:57 on WMAL. Otto Warmbier is now deceased. It's obviously this story ending very sadly. His parents announcing that he died after coming home from North Korea, after spending all those months there and sentenced to hard labor. Still no answers on what precisely happened to him that led to him being in a coma as he returned home to the United States, Mary.
Yeah, a lot of guessing on the part of neurologists. Say maybe a blood clot, kidney failure, sepsis. We'll never know exactly what happened. We'll never know, but we do know that his brain was deprived of oxygen for long enough to kill off parts of his brain and leave him in what they were calling a coma for a year, according to the North Koreans, and bring him back to this country to die. Here's his father, Fred Warmbier. Now, the family has not come out publicly and spoken, but they have released a statement. But this was his father when he first came back.
I would like to highlight this morning the bittersweet feeling that my family has. Relief that Otto is now home in the arms of those who love him. And anger that he was so brutally treated for so long.
Yeah, and I was shocked at this. I know President Trump tweeted out last night that, you know, glad that he at least had he was with his family when he passed away, and he didn't die in North Korea. I mean, that's the best you can say. That's the only bright thing about this entire story is that at least he was home when he passed away, and his family did say that his demeanor just changed. And then he shortly after that passed away, and they take comfort in knowing that he knew that he was finally home. He knew that he was surrounded by his family, and that was when he passed.
Yeah, it's obviously disgusting that this would happen. You're visiting a foreign country, you try and, you know, grab a poster, and then that's it. That's the end of his life. He's up there, he has to give this bizarre confessional where he's crying and asking for mercy from the country and apologizing to the country. And that's the last the American public ever gets to see of one of its citizens.
This is the last thing we heard from him.
I entirely beg you, the government of the DPR Korea, for your forgiveness. Please, I have made the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah.
He stole a poster off a wall. Now, was it stupid? Absolutely. Did he know better? Absolutely. Does it mean he deserves to die? And can you imagine if that happened to a North Korean in this country? I can't even imagine. And coming up, Scott Greer. Scott Greer will be joining us at 8:05 to discuss that.
That's right. We have Scott Greer of the Daily Caller. That'll be nice. And also in the next hour, we're going to talk about this Virginia Muslim team